Staff from the dental clinic on the Swinomish Reservation will be in front of state lawmakers this week. This will be the sixth time the tribe is asking for the state's approval to fund certain dental services. And as 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve explains, this time the tribe thinks they have a shot.
The Swinomish have had a dental health aid therapist working on the reservation for the last year. The mid-level provider has been performing services such as teeth cleaning, cavity filling, simple extractions. And Swinomish Programs Administrator John Stevens says the dental therapist presence has been great for tribal members.
It's improved access. It's allowed people to come in quicker for more what we call routine care. It frees up our dentist who is trained to do more complex procedures.
The tribe has been using about $250,000 of its own money to fund the dental therapist position. That's because of language that was added in the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act requiring state authorization to gain access to federal money. Typically, that money to pay the mid-level provider would have come from Indian Health Services. Plus, any care performed by the dental therapist isn't eligible for Medicaid reimbursement. But now, Stephen says the tribe is feeling confident, especially since the Washington State Dental Association has removed its opposition to the tribe's use of the dental therapist.
We think that's huge. And we're thankful that they've seen the light, understand our position, and have said they will not stand in our way as an association.
There's a hearing on the measure scheduled at the State House with the Senate Healthcare Committee for Thursday morning. Ariel Van Cleve, 88.5 News.